From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. This week marks 1 year since the Mars rover Curiosity touched down on the red planet. Since then, Curiosity's collected 190 gigabits of data and sent tens of thousands of images back from Mars. Well, several weeks ago, we spoke with the guy when it comes to the Mars rover, NASA engineer Adam Stelzner. And on this one-year Curiosity anniversary, we wanted to run a part of that conversation that didn't air. It's when Stelzner told us about the next phase of NASA's plans for space exploration.
We'll be going back to Mars, looking to do more science on the surface to understand better whether life existed on the red planet or still exists on the red planet. We'll be stretching out, hopefully, to Europa, one of the icy moons of Jupiter that we think might have life on it. And we'll be learning how astronauts can operate safely in deep space with a mission to mine or collect material from the surface of an asteroid.
So you led the Curiosity rover landing. How and why does someone like you think about landing on Europa?
It's a bit of a challenge. It's icy. It's fractured. But I think we have some techniques that we've developed over the years looking at comets and landing on comets, using spikes to anchor us to the surface. Eventually, we would put melters and get down into that liquid ocean. So Europa's got a whole bunch of great engineering challenges and potential science discoveries hanging out there. So it's an exciting destination.
Tell me what's going to happen to NASA in the next decade.
Well, I think it's an exciting time in space exploration in general because of the influx of private organizations, entities wanting to get into space exploration. In terms of the public investment, I think that public investment in space exploration is very important. You know, we are in tough fiscal times, but I do know that exploring is something that's fundamentally human, and we've done it for thousands of years. And it is an expression of, in some sense, that which is the best in us. So I think it's an exciting time for NASA.
Adam Stelzner is at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Adam, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me, Ben.